Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, the impact of big business decisions, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories: will the incoming Trump administration be a help to small businesses? Most politicians fail to deliver promised help, and a small business lesson about paying attention and jumping on an opportunity. Well, every politician lavishes praise on small business owners, right? But few do much to help those owners. Donald Trump fancies himself a man of the people with business-friendly policies meant to create millions of jobs. But Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman says cutting corporate taxes and slashing federal regulations may not be enough to push small business activity back to the more robust levels of a decade ago. Rick, set this up.
Well, his overall business plan itself will probably be good for smaller businesses because of his tax cuts and his regulatory relief. So small businesses love tax cuts. There's no doubt about that. That will increase their take-home pay and their bottom line. As for regulatory relief, it may not help small businesses as much as they think, and the reason for that is two things, really. First of all, most of the regulation that affects small businesses is state and local regulation. For example, permitting requirements, and that's not something the president can control. Second is Obamacare. A lot of small businesses complain that their health care costs have been rising astronomically, and they blame that on Obamacare because the two things kind of coincide. But the fact is, if you run a business with fewer than 50 employees, you're not subject to Obamacare. You're exempt from it. So it hasn't really been affecting you, even if it seems like it has. So those two things, those regulatory rollbacks at the national level may not help small businesses as much as they want, but the overall plan will. And now the question is, what else will Trump do to help small businesses, which have really been struggling a lot more than big companies during the last 8 years of recovery?
What about on the lending front here?
Yeah, this is a big problem for a lot of small businesses because banks these days just aren't that interested in making loans of, you know, $50,000, maybe $100,000, $150,000. That's the type of loan small businesses often need. Sometimes it's much harder for small businesses to even get the loan in the first place because their income might be erratic. A lot of banks just don't want to deal with the hassle for a relatively small profit, if that. So finding new ways to help businesses get the loans they need is a big part of what Washington can do to help. Now, we already have the Small Business Administration. It does stand behind some loans and helps lenders helps small businesses get capital when they need it. But small businesses still have not been taking out loans the way a lot of people think they should be doing and that they probably want to. So Trump could help if he could sort of figure out how to get more money flowing to small businesses.
We're speaking with Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. His piece is called How Trump Can Help Main Street Businesses. You say, too, innovation could help. Explain that.
Yeah, it can help and it can hurt. So what we have seen pop up in the lending industry is these online lenders that are sort of replacing, you know, the local bank that might have given you a loan in the past to help you expand your hardware store or whatever it might be. So this is companies like OnDeck Capital, Lending Club, Prosper. This is a good innovation, and small businesses can sometimes get a loan in as little as a day or two without having to visit any bank branch or anything. You just do this all online.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman, who's based in New York. Coming up next, snatching an expired trademark from the competition. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know: 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more: Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. That's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Here's a small business lesson in paying attention and seizing an opportunity. You may have heard about this battle between two small towns in North Dakota for the right to be called the geographical center of North America. For the last 85 years, the town of Rugby population 2,900 has relished the claim. The local museum has been selling Geographical Center mugs, T-shirts, and magnets for decades. Every summer, Rugby crowns a Miss Geographic Center beauty pageant winner. They even trademarked the designation in the 1960s. Then last year, Bill Bender, the mayor of Robinson, population 37, snatched it away. Wall Street Journal tells the story. Mr. Bender checked to see if Rugby still owned the trademark. Turns out it had lapsed back in 2009. So Mr. Bender paid the $375 to get it. Now, a one-room bar that he owns, called Hanson's, claims it is the real Geographical Center of North America, 80 miles to the south of Rugby. Now, Rugby's already fighting back. Last month, it reapplied for the trademark. It's unclear what happens, though, to the competing claims if Rugby's new application is approved. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.